Back now with more of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Cartoons and comics mean a lot to a lot of kids, but for some young people, the effect is especially strong. It drives them to pursue a career in animation. Programs at two Milwaukee schools are at the vanguard of a renaissance for animation education, and now the two have joined forces.
An articulation agreement is underway between the animation programs at Milwaukee Area Technical College and UW-Milwaukee. We're joined by Brian Menino, the lead animation instructor at MATC, Owen Claudie, associate animation lecturer at UWM, and Tim Decker, who is on the animation faculty at both schools. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
So I want to get into a little bit more about your backgrounds, but first, I guess I'm curious to have each of you sort of reflect on what it takes to develop not just one, but two really great animation programs. What are the ingredients that go into making this happen?
Well, I can start on that one. I started the program at MATC about 15 years ago, and it's been a work in progress since we started. So there really wasn't kind of an ingredient that went into it. It's really kind of a slow progression. And as every new faculty comes on board, and as we develop the articulation with UWM, the entire thing is just continuously being refined and revamped.
Well, was there anything that you had to do to convince MATC that this was the right time and the right place to make it happen?
Honestly, no. The state of Wisconsin went to MATC, and there had been an animation program in Madison. And the state went to MATC here in Milwaukee and basically said, the state needs another animation program. So that's when they basically tapped me to start the development. And then as Tim came on, it grew again. And then as the other faculty came on board, it modified and changed and continuously just keeps going.
I'm fascinated by the idea that the state of Wisconsin said it needed another animation program.
Yeah, I think we were all a little surprised by that. So it actually has been a pretty great process working with the state. And our administration has been fantastic as well.
I think the secret sauce really is we have the young people here that have an interest in animation and that couldn't afford to go to big schools. And I was one of those kids when I grew up in Illinois. So I had nowhere to go, and I ended up going into the military to get the money to go to CalArts. But here, we have a great education in animation, and we have the desire to learn. And I think that's what it takes, is you have the creative young people that want to learn this and carry it on.
Talk about the articulation agreement. What was the imperative for it? What is it set out to do, and why is it necessary for these two institutions to team up in this way?
Seriously, the good thing about the articulation is that we did finally come to an agreement. You know, I've been working on this articulation for about 12 years, trying to get everybody together on the table.
Just 12?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the last couple years, I became a real pro-advocate, say, a little bit more aggressive about making it happen, because I believe that the METC kids should have the opportunity to go on and get their bachelor's degree. And by having that bachelor's degree, I always say to my students, get your bachelor's degree, because when you get old like me, you might want to start teaching instead of answering to a producer every 2 hours.
Well, and if that's what's in it for METC students, what's in it for UWM?
Well, what I've seen since I'm one of the latecomers here, these guys have been in this a long time. MATC has a very nice studio system. They've got a lot of good equipment, a whole CG lab, computer graphics labs and things, and a very strong technical basis there that UWM has been more focused towards artistic development and they have a great live action filmmaking scene, and the animation program is growing. But MATC definitely brings something different to the table. So being able to take advantage of, that is something that's really great. So some of the UWM students can go over there and take computer graphics classes that aren't available currently, at least at UWM.
I would absolutely agree. I think MATC specializes more in the technical side, and UWM definitely adds the artistic side. With us having only 2 years with students, we do focus more on kind of the nuts and bolts, and don't have as much time for things like color theory, where at UWM they definitely get to add that to their skill set and end up far more like well-rounded artists.
So an MATC student that goes on to UWM brings a completely different skill set than someone who just walks into UWM as a freshman.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they have a lot of basis in understanding of how the production process works, but then definitely get the the idea of storytelling and those kind of other aspects of animation added.
Yeah, and I think coming from METC to UWM, our METC kids get the basics of animation. They understand movement, they understand the technology, and that can be applied to anything over in the film school. The film school brings on filmmaking and the possibilities of going into film productions. And then we have the stop motion program too, which is, you know, part of the animation program, and that's an amazing, amazing media for animation.
Talk about the nuts and bolts of the articulation agreement. What does it mean, and how will it work?
Well, essentially, it's a 2+2 direct agreement, so they can do 2 years at MATC, and then if they take all the correct 200-level GEs and that kind of stuff, they can move directly into UWM as a full junior, right? And then they get 2 more years at UWM and end up with a Bachelor of Arts in Animation.
Mm-hmm. Well, so for people who grew up with their idea of animation being Chuck Jones's Warner Brothers cartoons, or later maybe the Simpsons, what is the present and the future of animation that your students are preparing for?
I honestly don't know that there's an absolute answer for that. I think we're seeing a lot more because at MATC we have a blend of both 2D and 3D animation. We're seeing students coming out of that program that are teaming up in their portfolio classes to do blended animation with, you know, say, 2D characters in 3D environments or vice versa. And we're seeing a really cool mix. And I kind of hope that that's where it goes. I really would not want to see any of these mediums die. It'd be really cool as our students go on to UWM to see 2D and 3D elements incorporated into stop motion. So, I don't know, I kind of hope that the future of all of this is a really cool mix and blending of all of it.
So I teach a business of animation course where I talk about, I try to broaden the students' thinking about animation, because so many people get into animation or get attracted to animation because of the Marvel movies or Disney or, you know, whatever, the big sort of entertainment, high volume, high cost entertainment things. And there's so much more to animation. It's used throughout the world for many, many other uses, medical and architectural and scientific animations and forensic animation and, you know, industrial. There's just a lot of different uses, games, of course. So just broadening their ideas of what's possible with it, and also finding ways, hopefully locally, to be able to use animation that isn't necessarily the big Hollywood blockbuster kind of things. Yeah. I know Tim's been working on that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think the future of animation, really, with this generation and the future generations, is really in the internet. Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, all that is going to be rock and roll for these guys. And I think these guys can create shows that can be on there. They have a better chance of creating a show to be on there than they do to, say, going to DreamWorks saying, I want to do this. Come on, make your own thing. Make it happen. Netflix is jumping at people. So is, you know, the rest of the web.
So the job market for animators right now is pretty optimistic?
Very optimistic.
Oh, around the world, it's insanely optimistic. So it's growing by leaps and bounds. Milwaukee is a little bit of a slow starter, but it's coming. It's getting there.
Yeah.
Well, and it sounds to me, listening to where animation is today and where it's going, the people that go into animation are not necessarily going in because they were interested in being a traditional artist as they were starting out, where that might have been the case years and years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I think there are, we do still have a handful that, you know, like, I want to draw, like, SpongeBob. You know, I want to work on 2D stuff. And we have a group of them. We have a great group of them. But they do see this group of kids, you know, coming up, they're so intelligent and so savvy about technology that they can take their 2D training and put it into 3D training and put it into stop motion and just make it happen. They're making amazing things happen.
What was it that drew each of you to this field?
More random chance, honestly, than anything. I went to school at UW Eau Claire for graphic design. And while I was there, kind of stumbled across 3D. It was still in its infancy. Windows didn't exist yet. So I just kind of immediately was drawn to it and just started teaching myself how to do it. And fortunately, over time, it turned into a real career.
What are the kinds of things that you've done over your career?
I worked mostly in the Milwaukee area in multimedia companies. I've done work for Mattel, Briggs & Stratton, Miller, but really nothing incredibly prestigious, no filmmaking like these guys have. but a lot of really cool, fun projects and cool companies that I was able to work at.
I actually started out loving the sort of amazing variety of things you could do with animation. So many people get into this because they want to do Disney or Warner Brothers or something like that. I got into it for all these films that are put out in film festivals every year, the really weird, independent, wonderful things that can be done, the amazing range of things you can do with animation. And then I ended up getting into the industry and doing more traditional kind of stuff for a long time. But that was definitely what got me going.
And in terms of the kinds of things that you have done over time, some pretty significant names.
Yeah, well, our first big break was working on Gumby in the late 80s. That was a great learning experience. And from that, it went into doing commercials like Pillsbury Doughboy commercials and things. And then worked on Nightmare Before Christmas and James and the Giant Peach. And then went down to L.A. to work at Disney on Dinosaur and learn computer graphics and did many years of computer graphics, including working on Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1. I was animation supervisor on part of that. And then last big thing was Anomalisa, which came out a few years ago.
So. Well, and as somebody who learned computer graphics sort of midstream in your career, how difficult was that for you to wrap your head around that as it was happening while you were doing other things?
Interestingly, people who start out in stop motion, as we saw the whole transition from to computer graphics in the 90s, stop motion people tended to have a little easier time of it than traditional 2D people who basically worked with a pencil and paper as their medium. And in stop motion, you're working in three dimensions already. We would use motion control cameras, so we're already somewhat used to the kind of function curves and things you need to do to be able to make a move, and that's very similar to what you have in computer graphics. So stop motion, it wasn't as bad. I mean, it's still a fundamentally different medium, but it wasn't as bad.
And Tim Decker, to use the right metaphor here, what was it that originally drew you to this field?
I've drawn cartoons all my life. I've drawn since second grade, and people were like, if he didn't draw cartoons, he'd be an A student. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to do anything but draw cartoons. I'm going to work for Disney. And that, you know, growing up just south of Kenosha, it was kind of like everybody was like, what's he really going to do, drive truck? No, he's good. I'm going to draw cartoons. The kid's on something. No, he's not. He's going to do it. I'm going to make it happen. And I made it happen through a lot of persistence and a lot of determination. Yeah, it was either draw or starve. So, I can't really do too much else. I'm not too mechanically inclined, so that's good.
So the articulation agreement is already underway. I mean, it begins this fall?
No, it began last year, or actually 2 years ago, but now it's starting to ramp up. And I think it's a great opportunity for young people to get in there and start working, learn great technologies, and then learn great filmmaking. I mean, the faculties at both schools are amazing. So there's a lot of good things that can come of that.
Exciting time to be a young person going into this field.
Absolutely. Yeah, it really is. Yeah. I mean, the industry is like huge and growing constantly. So like Owen was saying before, it's so far reaching, right, between medical and well, everything, games. It's huge.
Right. And of course, the advantage of MATC is people can get in at a cheaper way to start. MATC is a lot cheaper than...
It's insanely inexpensive, actually.
Yeah. So you can get those first 2 years under your belt, get a good foundation, and then move up to UWM and, makes it the whole entry that much easier.
Yeah. Well, good stuff. Brian, Owen, Tim, thank you all so much and best of luck with your work.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Mitch.
Appreciate it.
Brian Menineau is the lead animation instructor at Milwaukee Area Technical College. Owen Clotty is an associate animation lecturer at UWM. And Tim Decker is on the animation faculty for both schools. You'll find a link to more information about the articulation agreement between the animation programs at UWM and MATC at wuwm.com.